Drosha for Parshas Bo'eschana Nachemu Tokshin Samechvad. The Medrash tells us that the Jews sinned doubly, Chotu B'Kiflayim, the Loku B'Kiflayim, and they were punished doubly, the Nichamu B'Kiflayim, and they were comforted doubly. And that's what it says in the Haftorah, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. To understand what this double comforting was, and also why there is a comfort altogether on Shabbos Nachamu. Tisha B'Av is over, the Beis HaMikdash is still destroyed. Why are we celebrating? In fact, the Drushas of Ibn Shuib says that Shabbos Nachamu, a person should be as happy as on a Yontif. It's a din of Simchas Yontif. What's the Simcha of Shabbos Nachamu if the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt? The Kli Yoker explains that in the beginning of the Sedra, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for two things. He asked God to go into Eretz Yisrael, Ebrona, and he also asked the Eretz HaOretz HaTova, let me see the good land. And the truth is that Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer was answered in the affirmative halfway. God told him he was not allowed to go into the land, but he would be able to see the land. And before his death, he went up to Har Nevo, and the Rav Amishram showed him the entire Eretz Yisrael. Now, what is this idea of seeing the land? So it appears that there are two benefits of seeing. When a person sees, makes an impression on the thing that is seen. We find this idea in the opposite by Ayin Hara. It's possible for a person to look at something and to affect it in a negative way. Or the Tov Ayin Yevurach, where a person has a good eye can look at things and affect them in a positive way. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have an influence on Eretz Yisrael. The ideal would have been that he would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu's physically being in Eretz Yisrael would have elevated the land. As the Sfarim say, that had Moshe Rabbeinu gone into Eretz Yisrael, and he would have been there when the Beis HaMikdash would have been built, then the Beis HaMikdash would have been eternal, and they never would have gone into Golis. However, that would have been to their detriment, because if the Jewish people would sin and be fit to go into Golis, and the Beis HaMikdash could not be destroyed, then God could not have vented his anger on stone and wood, as he did in the end, and the Jewish people would have had to have been destroyed. And perhaps maybe we can explain that in the following way. That was the whole idea of Mei Meriva, that at the end of the 40 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to make an impression on the Jewish people and sanctify them through speaking to the rock, and them learning how important it is to do God's will, that if a rock, which gets no reward and punishment, does God's will just merely by speaking to it and gives out water, how much more so we have to fulfill God's will. And that would have elevated the Jewish people to a point where they too would have been eternal, where they never could have reached the level of sin that would have demanded them being exiled and losing the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, had Moshe Rabbeinu achieved that, the Jewish people would have been on a level where the Beis HaMikdash could have been eternal, because they were eternal, and they would never have reached that level of needing to be exiled, and there would be nothing wrong with having a Beis HaMikdash that was eternal, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu could go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that, and he didn't sanctify the people to that level, and it was potentially possible for them to go into exile, then it was impossible for Moshe Rabbeinu to enter Eretz Yisrael, because then effecting an eternal Beis HaMikdash would have been to their detriment. And that's what the Medrash says. Im Ebrona Batal Slachna. If you want to go into Eretz Yisrael, then I can't let the Jewish people go into Eretz Yisrael, because they're going into Eretz Yisrael with you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will affect eternal Beis HaMikdash, and that's not to their benefit. But in Batel, Ebrona, but if you don't go in, then Shlachna, then I forgive them, they can go into Eretz Yisrael, and in the event that they will sin and have to go into exile, I'll be able to shock them and take out my anger on the wood and the stones and not on them directly. So that's one idea. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go in to see, to affect the land. However, by seeing the land, it also had an effect. Not the same effect. It didn't make the land have a Beis HaMikdash that would be eternal. But it had an effect of elevating the land itself because Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. And also, what a person sees has an impression on himself, makes an impression on himself. And that's why you're not allowed to look at the face of a Rasha. It affects you. And that's why a person has to look and see his Rebbe. It affects him for the good. And therefore, seeing things of Kedusha make an impression on the first on the person. And the seeing itself connects the physical in a spiritual way to the person. Hence, seeing connects the person who is seeing with the thing that is being seen in a spiritual way. And also, with seeing, a person can transport himself and transfer himself to places far away and to times far away as if he's there. And that's why it says that when the Rabban Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the land, he didn't show him only the entire land. And Moshe was as if he was there through his sight. But he showed him all the events that would occur in Eretz Israel till the end of time, Ad Hayom HaAcharon, instead of Hayom HaAcharon. And Moshe Rabbeinu was as if he was there till the end of Jewish history. So sight can transport a person spiritually to faraway places and faraway times. Now the idea that they sinned doubly is, the first one is, Shnayim ro osu ami. My nation did two evils. Osi azavu, they abandoned me, and that was something that was substantive. That was real. They abandoned the Ribono Shel Olam in a very real way. And then they went, Lachpor Ba'oros Nishbarim. They went to dig useless pits that couldn't hold water. And that means they went after other gods, strange gods, other ideas. And those things were lies. And lies don't have any substance. They are not real. They are just illusions. That's why Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim. Lie has no foot to stand on. It's not a substance and thing. And therefore, they sinned with something that was not real. An illusion. They went after illusions. So those were the double sin. One was a substantive sin, something that was real, and the other one was illusory. And that's what it says. Name of my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabor Sorotskin Zatzal, he explained that in next week's Haftorah, it says the Jewish people said that God forgot them. And abandoned them. And God answers, is it possible for a woman to forget her child? And Gam Eile Tishochachna, even those could be forgotten, V'anochi Lo Ishkachech, but I will never forget. And the Gemara says that this is to be taken in an allegorical way. The Jewish people said, well, if you can never forget us, then you can't forget our sins either. And you won't forget the sin of the golden calf. To which God replied, Gam Eile Tishkochachna, the Eile Elohecha Yisrael, these are your gods that they said by the sin of the golden calf can be forgotten. So he said, well, if you can forget that, then maybe you'll forget are standing at Har Sinai and accepting the Torah. But God said, no, v'anochi lo eshkochech, but anochi Hashem alokecha, maimed Har Sinai, your acceptance of the Torah, I won't forget. Now, Rosh Yeshiva explained that the sin of the golden calf could be forgotten because it was not something substantive. Evil is only an illusion. It's not real. And therefore it can be forgotten. But mitzvahs are real. They are eternal reality. And therefore, they can't be forgotten. So they sin doubly, one in substance and one in illusion. And therefore they were punished doubly. They were punished in a substantive, real way. All of the punishments that rained down upon them and all of the tzaras and the suffering. But they also were punished with an illusion. And the punishment in illusion was as if God abandoned them. And that's what they say in next week's Haftorah. Vatomer Tzion Ozavani Hashem Vashem Shrichoni. Tzion said that God abandoned me and he forgot me. So it appeared as if God had abandoned them. But that was only something that was appearances, was an illusion. And the tzaras themselves came sometimes in illusion. As it says, that you'll run away even from a leaf that falls off a tree will bring terror into your heart. And you'll run and there'll be nobody chasing you. All of the tzaras, many of the tzaras, were illusionary too. And the illusion that God abandoned them. So that was the double punishment. The substantive, real punishments, and the punishments of illusion. And the Nechama also will be double. In the future, God will comfort the people in substance and return all of the things that were lost and bring us comfort and tremendous good in place of the misfortune and the suffering. But there's also a comfort that exists even now. And that is to be able to see the comfort and to understand it and to connect oneself to it. And it's possible, therefore, to look into the future and to see the nechama, to see that comfort that will come in the future. It's also possible to look into the spiritual world and see that the mikdash is not really destroyed, that the spiritual mikdash still exists. And to connect oneself, to transfer and transport oneself, both to the future and to the spiritual world, and to feel that comfort of the mikdash, even though it doesn't exist substantively yet. And understanding what the future holds, and feeling and seeing and understanding what the Beis HaMikdash represented is in itself a nechama, in itself, a comfort. And that's what it says. Mitzapim li Yeshua. Doesn't only mean we hope, but the word litzapos means tzofeh, to look into the distance, and to see the comfort, and to see the redemption, and transport yourself there through what you can see and understand, and have faith that is going to be in the future. That's what Chazal say, Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoche v'roa v'simchasa. Whoever really mourns for Yerushalayim and attaches himself spiritually to the Beis HaMikdash and looks into the future and understands what the final result will be from that mourning is Zoche, he merits immediately, not in the future. The Roi is able to see the Simcha, seeing it, attaches it himself to it, transports him there, and therefore the Simcha is immediate too. And from the fact that we can still mourn for the Beis HaMikdash, shows that it's still around. As it says that Yaakov Avinu refused to be comforted over Yosef, because there is a decree only that the dead should be forgotten from the heart, but not the living. And since Yosef was living, that decree didn't apply. And therefore, if we can continue mourning for the Beis HaMikdash for thousands of years, it's a sign that it's not a dead issue, that the Beis HaMikdash is still around, and therefore we can continue mourning. And also, that we understand and we see that the Rabbonu Shel Olam vented his anger on stones and wood, and we're able to continue to exist. And this is what Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said on the pasuk Urei be'einecha ki lo savras hayardin hazeh. He said that one could read the pasuk to mean You should see and understand with your eyes that you're not going over the Jordan. You're not entering Eretz Yisrael is really for the good of Klal Yisrael. Because if you would have gone in, and the Beis HaMikdash would have been eternal, then I would have to vent my anger on the Jewish people itself. So too, Re'ein, you can understand and see that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash also ultimately was for our eternal good. And then when a person recognizes that the Beis HaMikdash is still existent spiritually, and he understands and he sees what's missing, and that makes him mourn even more because he understands what is missing physically, right? By understanding and seeing in his mind's eye what is missing, then he connects himself to that which is missing, and therefore there is a comfort and there's a simcha. And also one looks into the future and he contemplates and he believes and he has faith in the future comfort. That in itself is a simcha. That's what it says. Nachamu. Be comforted immediately. Nachamu ami yomar lokechem. And then, in the future, God will say to be comforted. The second comfort is the substantive real one. But there's also the illusion that brings comfort by seeing and understanding both that which is lost and connecting into it and seeing the future comfort and believing in it. Both of those things bring tremendous simcha for the here and the now. And that is the simcha of Shabbos Nachamu, which is a direct result of being able to mourn properly on Tisha B'Av, results in that kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim, person who mourns for Yerushalayim properly, zoche v'roe b'simchasa, he immediately merits to see the simcha, and by seeing the simcha, he connects himself to it, and that in itself is a simcha. That's what occurs on Shabbos Nachamu. And every year, Tisha B'Av adds a greater awareness, another point of understanding and seeing and having faith for the future. And therefore, every year adds to the merit that will eventually bring the substantive, real comfort soon to us. And this is also the Yontif of Tu B'Av, because we saw that even after the terrible destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and again the destruction of Beitar, which was like the nail in the coffin of Golus, but God didn't abandon us. We saw that he was still with us. We saw he still was doing miracles. The bodies didn't decompose, and they were able to be buried. With this concept that seeing can connect a person spiritually to the physical and the future, we can understand the parsha of Shema and V'yohavta. The main goal is Shema Yisrael, accept and integrate, right? A person has to integrate the Dvar Hashem by hearing it, and it should affect his entire being, and then to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way of doing this, of cleaving to Hashem, is through Avas Hashem, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha. To have that connection to God, that Ahava, with all your heart, your soul, and your might. And that's the idea of to hear God in everything. B'chol drachecha do'eyu, to know God in everything. That is the goal. Now how does that accomplish? B'chol levavcha is the idea of speech, right, which comes from the ruach, the heart. And that is the idea of Talmud Torah. We connect ourselves to God through speech, through learning and teaching Torah. V'chol nafshecha, that's the body. Even if God takes away your nefesh, which is the physical life in this world, how do you attach your physical body to God? That's the idea of the tefillin. Tying the tefillin onto your arm and onto your head is the idea of action and thought are and perception and emotion are all tied together to God. And where it's not possible to do it in action, where you tie the tefillin on your arm, then there's the idea of at least that you see, what you see should be attached to God. That is l'totafos bein einecha, that you should see through the holiness of the tefillin everything that will transport you to connect into everything in the world through your sight with the holiness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then it says, b'chol me'odecha, with all of your material wealth, that is writing it on the mezuzahs of your home. Right? The ksiva, writing, takes the speech, the Torah, and it makes it into something substantive, and it changes the ruchnius into gashmius. Takes the dibur, which is spiritual, and makes it material, physical, in the writing itself. And that is the whole idea of taking the physical things in this world and changing them to be means and utensils to reach spiritual goals. And that's the mezuzah on the home. When you come in and you go out, right, you are able to take all those physical things that you've created in this world and transport them, both from the private domain to the public domain and vice versa, all for the sake of service of HaKadosh Baruch. And even deeper, that's why this Shabbos is like a yontif. What is yontif? Yontif is where you take physical things and through them you feel the spiritual joy of the yontif. Here, by seeing the spiritual things, it's as if you have that physical simcha. It's the opposite. And just like it says by another Benaviu, Vayechazu esu Elokim, Vayochlu Vayishtu. They saw the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it was as if they were eating and drinking. On Yom Tov, eating and drinking is as if you're seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam. You reach spiritual levels to the physical. Here, by seeing the Nechama, by understanding it, by seeing what's missing of the Beis HaMikdash, by seeing the future Nechama, it's as if you actually experience it now physically. That is also the yontif of Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Because by separating yourself from the physical world, you're able to attach yourself by seeing spiritually the Hemshech, the ongoing eternity of the Jewish people, individually and communally. Yom Kippur is the ongoing continuity of the Jewish people after sin, spiritually, and Tu B'Av is the ongoing continuity of the Jewish people physically after destruction. Every generation has its new vision, its new perception of the future Geula and of the present Simcha, and it adds a new an additional row of stones in the building of Yerushalayim, in the building of the future Beis HaMikdash. It's being built on an ongoing basis, just as the Mabit says that every tefillah since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash has added a little bit towards the necessary measure of tefillah that's necessary to bring the Beis HaMikdash back. And every generation adds a little bit more to that measure. So too, every generation, with its perception of the future Geula, its perception of the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, gives the building materials, adds to them, to the Beis HaMikdash that God is building on a continuous basis. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem is building Yerushalayim on a continuing basis, and each thing adds and will eventually culminate in the Geula Shleima, in Binyan Bayis Shlishi, Bimheira V'Yameinu.